Good morning and welcome to HealthWorks. I'm Carol Knier, Community Health Manager at Wayne Memorial Hospital. I want to thank you for joining me today. And my guest on the show is Chandra Roberts. Good morning, Chandra.
Good morning.
How are you?
Good, thanks.
And for those of you that may not know her, she is the Chief Nursing and Patient Care Services, correct?
Correct.
Okay. And we kind of like changed those titles around a little bit. It used to be like Director of Nursing and Patient Care. So, and it's just kind of an organizational thing, but your responsibilities are still as great as they were before, correct?
Yep. I oversee all of nursing and social services.
Right, right. And that's a lot. That's a lot in here at Wayne Memorial. So the reason why I invited you on the show to kind of represent the nurses, because it's National Nurses Week from May 6th through the 12th. So happy Nurses Week.
Thank you.
And thank you for you, for your staff, for all that you do for us and our community. We really appreciate that.
Sure.
So is there a theme for this year?
Sure. The theme is You Make a Difference in 2023.
Right. And we do know that. I mean, for anyone who has worked with nurses, which I have for many, many years, I've been here for 30 years at Wayne Memorial. So, you know, I've come across many nurses that are new, retiring, still working. Mm-hmm. It's just awesome. You do make a difference in many, many people's lives. But how long have you been a nurse?
I've been a nurse for 23 years now. Started my career at Wayne Memorial Hospital, left for a short time, and I came back almost 17 years ago. So mm-hmm. I have some longevity here as well. Likewise, the nursing management team here, just thinking before I came in that the nurse managers have a cumulative, probably about 130 years of experience collectively combined. So
right.
That's pretty impressive.
Right, and you're only talking about five or six nurses, right? Five of you right. Under that management part. There are many, many other nurses and subcategories of nurses that work at Wayne Memorial. Mm-hmm. So, you know, when you talk about a nurse or individuals that fall under that umbrella, are there special skills that are needed?
Yeah, so this week, you know, it's Nurses Week, but we celebrate all of our nursing staff during this week, including our nursing assistants and our techs and administrative assistants who fall under the nursing umbrella. So in some of the roles like nursing assistants and techs, we can do on-the-job training because they don't require a specific certification. But then once we start to talk about licensed practical nurses or registered nurses, then yes, there is schooling required. So they need to graduate from accredited school of nursing and then apply for their boards and pass their boards successfully in order to take a job as a position to be a registered nurse or an LPN.
Right, right. And so, and there are different levels of a registered nurse, correct?
Yes. Yep, a registered nurse can be prepared with an associate's degree, a bachelor's degree, can advance with a master's degree in a certain area, or even go for a doctorate in nursing.
Right, right. And each level, you know, there are basic nursing responsibilities under each one. And then, but as you go on higher with your degree, it's someone who can kind of go further in the profession, correct?
Yes.
And that's what's really helpful with that. Mm-hmm. So we don't directly have any, you know, nursing programs in the sense of, but we provide training, right, if needed for nurses that come aboard?
Yes. So we provide the initial training, the initial orientation, you know, to obtain skill and competency in the area where a person is hired to work as a nurse. And we have a lot of good associations and agreements with local nursing schools that we're not affiliated directly. We tend to get to know those programs and their leadership in those schools. And as we recruit nurses from those programs, we maintain those strong connections, which is pretty nice.
Right. And, you know, so when we, again, we work very closely with a lot of the high schools and the high school students, correct? So, you know, we talk about sometimes higher education when we talk about college and beyond high school. But if someone's interested in nursing, we have two of our local high schools, Honesdale High School and Wallen Paulpak, mm-hmm. that both have kind of health occupation or the allied
right.
health programs.
Yes, we've been entertaining the Wallen Paulpak Allied Health Program for many years when I was a former nurse educator. you know, I worked closely with them as well, and we continue to work closely and give those kids experiences. And we've seen some of those kids return after they've finished nursing school or another career in healthcare and come back to be employees here. And likewise with Holmesdale, their more recent Health Ox program, we've started to see students who've come on board to work either per diem here or have applied for even full-time jobs after they finish and are granted their certification through that program, which is great.
Right, right. And it's an excellent opportunity to get experience to, you know, when they start younger and when they go further for higher education, I think the knowledge they learn helps them achieve more in school and make it a little easier for them. Wouldn't you agree?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So what about, you know, we talk about the hospital and our nurses, but are there other areas in the community where someone may see a nurse?
Sure. So nurses work in many different areas, not just in hospitals. You're probably familiar with many of our local school nurses, public health nurses, doctor's offices employ nurses, there are flight nurses. So that's the thing about nursing that's pretty special is you don't have to be stuck to one specific area. You can go explore and try out a new path in your career with that degree that you have. So that's pretty special.
And when you look at the hospital, what departments do the nurses work at Wayne Memorial?
So we have 11 or 12 different departments that are nursing based. The emergency department, ICU, telemetry, med-surg, home health hospice, the infusion clinic, the operating room, recovery room, same-day surgery, the cath lab, wound care clinic.
Yeah, yes, so and if we did
rehab
forget
unit.
One, right, and if we forgot a department, please forgive us because, you know, we don't necessarily, I don't have it necessarily
right. Case management department, mm-hmm. Even our risk and PI departments are run by nurses. So.
Right. Right. And again, you know, so you talk about clinical, but then you talk about, like you said, case management, which is not directly on hand, but requires a lot of nursing skills to do that job,
right.
Correct?
Then we have our education department run by nurses as well, and our trauma department. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, the possibilities really are endless. Mm-hmm. And that's us in a small hospital that has all those opportunities available.
Right, right. And because we know that there are many other bigger hospitals even around us. And when you talk about big cities like New York, Philly, right? Just to name a few. You know, what challenges do we see in regards to nurses?
Challenges are we're still feeling the impact of the nursing careers after COVID. You know, a lot of the newer graduate nurses that we're seeing now went through a period of time during their nursing school career when they might have been doing virtual education, which really, you know, creates some limitations to skills acquisition and competency development. So we try to ramp up and offset those needs when the employees come in to start here and be able to pick up and provide, you know, what competency training is necessary in that regard. And then burnout altogether. I mean, nursing is a pretty demanding profession. We work long hours, and we've seen a huge turnover nationally in the last mm-hmm. 5 or 8 years where there's a severe nursing shortage. So that does lead to burnout.
Right, right. And, you know, to the point that, too, like, you know, we have some sign-on bonuses, right, for mm-hmm. certain shifts if our nurses now, because we know the need that we have.
Yes.
And we're not the only hospital doing this.
Correct.
Right? I mean, it's nationwide, like you really mentioned. Okay. What about rewards of being a nurse?
Well, you know, as difficult as being a nurse can be, it's also very rewarding. You know, just being present for some of those precious times in life, whether they're positive or negative, it's special to be in those situations and helping people. And, you know, that's why I became a nurse. I wanted to learn how to help people in whatever way possible. So when you have that desire, you know, and your goal in life is to help people, then nursing is a good career to choose and right in alignment with that.
Mm-hmm. Exactly, exactly. You know, I guess the kind of one of the questions that people may have out there, if someone's not sure if they want to be a nurse, are there other areas of the hospital or the healthcare system that they can work and maybe get some experience as well?
Absolutely. I mean, it's not just nurses that take care of patients or to help run the hospital. So we have occupational and physical and speech therapists. We have lab technicians and phlebotomists. We have radiology technicians. We have tons of employees who work on the business end to make sure that all our processes and payments go through, medical records, dietary and housekeeping. I mean, it's essential that we keep the place clean and keep our patients fed. The maintenance department keeps our doors open and the lights on, basically. And then, you know, I mentioned a couple other things earlier, the case managers who help with patient placement, social services, things like that.
Right, right. And our registration, right?
They're at the entry.
Exactly. When people first come into the door, right? We have our registration people. Mm-hmm. And I know, you know, over the years, we have seen some of those individuals go further, right? So they may start in dietary. I know that, you know, we do. I remember one of our Honesdale High School health ops students that worked in dietary with my daughter when she did that. And she went on to go to nursing school.
Many times, yes. We grow people from within. And that's, again, one of the benefits of a small community hospital where you can learn and grow where you're at and be promoted from within.
Mm-hmm. So if anyone's looking, you know, to get involved in healthcare, whether it be nursing or someplace else, can they apply online or yes. Go to our HR department?
www.wmh.org and look for the careers tab.
Right, right. And there's many, again, so they can check out different departments, right, of the hospital and what's available and what's out there.
Mm-hmm.
So any last words? We do have like 2 minutes left. So Nurses Week, are you doing anything without telling any secrets, giving away
yes.
to our nursing staff?
We have a few fun surprises planned for the week. We're looking to change it up a little bit this year on like the traditional things that we've done. So we have some, you know, it's hard that May 6th is Saturday,
right.
Actual Nurses Day, but there may be a couple of surprises on Saturday and Sunday, and then we'll roll out Monday with a special gift to our staff. We're going to coordinate some fun activities and maybe some department competitions throughout the week and some raffles that all staff will be eligible for. So looking to make this just a fun celebration during the week.
Right, right. And, you know, we're hoping, you know, soon that a lot of the restrictions may be lifted too, right, because of COVID, the national pandemic.
So the public health emergency mm-hmm. is set to be ended as of May 11th. So we're hoping that means we could consider being mask-free mm-hmm. when we come to work the next day. You know, but we do have to take the guidance of our Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services and our Department of Health and the CDC, of course, and what's the best and safest option for us and for our patients.
Correct, because, you know, that's what we always need to look at is the health and well-being of our community when it comes to, you know, things like COVID and even the flu, right? We you know, look at those policies and procedures and the guiding, like the CMS guidelines that we need to follow out there. So again, that's our ultimate goal. Well, Chandra, I want to really thank you for being on the show today.
You're welcome.
And thank you for all your years. And we worked many years together here at Wayne Memorial Hospital. So thank you to you. Thank you
sure.
to all nurses out there that may be listening today.
All right. Thanks for having me.
You're welcome. Again, this is Carol Kinnear, Community Health Manager. I want to thank you for listening. And again, please visit our website at www.wmh.org. Or if you have any questions on today's show, you're always welcome to give me a call at 570-253-8422. Thank you for listening and have a great day.